Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your inspiration that you've really shared with us, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it, Lord. Bless this word now to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Morning, brothers and sisters. Psalm 110. I know we said just verse 5, but I think verse 5 and 6, let's do them together. And the whole psalm is the prophetic of Jesus ruling and reigning to crush all darkness under his feet, all his enemies. And yeah, and we know that's a reality, eh? He's seated on the right hand of the Father. And then the reality that us as believers are going to take hold of is we've been raised and seated with him. We've taken hold of the gift of love. God so loved the world that he sent his son, showing us the way, walking here on earth, understanding our walk, being tested in every way, and then dying for our sins so that we can come home. And our identification with Jesus it's so important. You know, there's that scripture, Ephesians 1:4, I think. Ephesians 1:4, he says he associated us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And that word associated is when the Father thinks of Jesus, he thinks of us. The two are combined. He's the firstborn, but mankind, when God made mankind, he said, come, let us make man in our image and likeness. So God, and we've fallen from that. Beautiful. Pastor Andres was sharing about how Jesus also left his glory to come identify with man, but the whole idea is to bring man back into the glory, into the splendor, into what it means to be truly human. And what it means to be truly human is in Ephesians, we become a true man, the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. So that's our journey, and that's why we are his body. And so we play a part in the crushing of darkness. Now we're just doing the two verses. We're going to do the two verses. And this is just speaking about his rule against the evil. It says that's the side is when you are not, you haven't embraced the Lord, you're not in the Lord, and you've been seduced by the evil one, that has got to stop. And yeah, we've all each every knee has got to bow. So better you bow here than wait until it's too late, because you're going to bow before him. Because yeah, every knee bows, everyone acknowledges him. That's when you die, that's where you're gonna stand in front of him. So yeah, so this is just the portion here which we see in his rule and reign is that all this darkness, this deception, this lies, is going to be taken out. Eh? And we see that even in the Old Testament, God could humble a king that was mighty. They said that the kingdom of Babylon was the greatest kingdom in the time of man. Nebuchadnezzar was humbled. And this is how our God is. So, you know, and then each and every one of us, we come from God with a destiny, with a wonderful plan, and we turn away from the living God. And he's able, and he's will, and he humbled us. We know that. And so everyone must humble themselves, bow their knee, and then take the beautiful love. Pastor Dennis shared that, you know, that you've got to be raptured in the love of God so that you filled with the fullness of God as well, that you just, but it's you can't wait until one day. Every day you need to be full. So yeah, let's just see this where God is executing his wrath against all the unrighteousness. So we know this deception, in the world, it's all going to be dealt with. 5 and 6, must really.
The Lord is at your right hand, and he will shatter kings on the day of his wrath. He will execute judgment among the nations, filling them with corpses. He will shatter chiefs over the wide earth.
Amen. So all the deceptions, all things of darkness is there to be brought down. And again, the wonderful thing is, as they are humbled, just like Nebuchadnezzar, they can then enter into the realities of the beauty that's already available for each and everyone, because one died for all. Amen.
Amen.